Take Away English from BBC Learning English.
2008 was a bumper year for video game sales in the UK, with British consumers forking out more than £4 billion on games and consoles. Nintendo dominated the UK market, outstripping their competitors by creating a new market for their family-based gaming systems. Existing game franchises also performed well, with titles such as GTA 4 and Halo 3 smashing sales records on the days of their release. So what does 2009 hold for the games industry? Some of the most influential people in video game production spoke to the BBC to give their predictions of where gaming might be heading over the next 12 months. Will Wright, the creator of The Sims and Spore, predicts a merging of game world with reality. He can foresee a mobile game that interacts with a GPS so that where you physically play the game in the real world will have a direct effect on the game you are playing. Paul Barnett, the creative director on Warhammer Online, said the industry would struggle to find a coherent identity, predicting a continuing fight between games defining themselves as art, design, and entertainment. Some commentators believe that games played communally online by large numbers of people will become more like social networking than game playing. Peter Ryan, the creator of the website which supports the Guitar Hero series of games, says in the future the online community will be as critical to the overall experience of a game as the game itself. So what do you think? What are your predictions for the future of video games this year? If you would like to share your ideas with us, email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. The best ideas could be published on the bbcchina.com website.
Take Away English from the BBC.